there's no mountain too high, no river too wide. Sing out this song and I'll be there by your side.
Welcome back to Tivating Patiently, the appreciation podcast that highlights, dives deeper, and celebrates the work and accomplishments of our Tony-winning national treasure, Aaron Tveit. I'm Elizabeth, and this week's episode is just revisiting our favorite student revolutionary, Enjolras in Les Miserables. This Christmas Day will mark 12 years since the Les Miserables movie premiered in theaters, and 12 years since we were gifted Aaron Tveit's portrayal of Enjolras, which ultimately ended up being the role that introduced so many of us to him and his talents. I first watched Les Mis the day of the Oscars. It was up for so many Academy Awards and I wanted to see why. And Aaron truly is such a presence on both stage and on camera. And Enjolras took that presence to another level as he was the leader in the red jacket with that voice. I mean, come on. And Aaron has shared in interviews before that Tom Hooper told him that he is the reason that Universal Studios kept the live singing in the movie. Initially, the studio had told Tom that they were getting cold feet and they didn't want to do it with the live singing. And Tom told them that if they cut the live singing, he would quit the project altogether, which, I mean, ultimately would make the movie fall apart. And Tom convinced them to allow him to do a camera test that they could see and see that it worked. And they chose to use Aaron's number of the ABC Cafe to present to the studio as proof that the live singing would in fact work. And as a result, the studio changed their mind and allowed them to keep the live singing. And Aaron shared that after the studio saw the camera test, Tom met with Aaron and showed him. And then he told Aaron, thank you. And I mean, what an incredible experience that had to have been. Like, Aaron has talked about it before, how he was with all these movie stars and he was the one from Broadway that came over and he just feels like he carried that flag for Broadway. And to just see that of all the other stars in that movie, they picked Aaron's scene to be the one to be like, this is it. This is what's going to work. And I mean, it paid off. It would not be the same movie or this have the same effect if the live singing was not there. A few years ago, when I really started to go down the rabbit hole that is Aaron's work, I watched so many of his past concerts that included a Les Miserables segment, and Aaron was always so funny during those parts of his concerts with trying to hit the high notes of Bring Him Home or imitating Epony or waving his shirt as he sang Do You Hear the People Sing. And prior to seeing him perform in concert for the first time at Keene University, I was so hoping that Aaron would perform something from Les Mis. There would have been something so special about hearing him sing a song from the movie that first introduced me to him at the concert that was my first time seeing him perform live in a concert. Like, it just would have been a cool experience. And while it didn't happen, Keene gave us so many other gifts to be thankful for. However, it had been a while since Les Mis had found a place in Aaron's concerts, and this past year, Aaron's experience with Les Mis was given new life and a chance to shine again throughout this past spring and summer. He added empty chairs to empty tables to his Soraya concert with the Pacific Jazz Orchestra in May. He kept it during his three-week residency at Café Carlyle in June and then performed it again at the Old Globe Gala in September. And prior to his concert at the Soraya, the venue posted that they would be going live during Aaron's soundcheck. Like, I can't even imagine the DMs that that venue's page probably had of all of us and so many people being like, go live, we want to see Aaron. And like, they just finally posted a couple hours before, like, check back here for sound check and you'll see something. And I mean, everybody tuned in. But the song that we got to hear Aaron rehearse was Empty Chairs at Empty Tables. And of course it was beautiful. And yet Aaron managed to perform it even more hauntingly, more beautiful, during the actual concert.
Phantom faces at the window. Phantom shadows on the floor. Empty chairs and empty tables. Where my friends will meet no more. Oh, my friends, my friends. Don't ask me what your sacrifice was for. Empty chairs and empty.
When Aaron introduced Les Miserables at the Soraya, he said he was going to perform a song that he had sent in as part of his audition. And then at Cafe Carlyle, he elaborated on that song selection, as well as in his audition story. And his audition story of getting the role in Les Mis, it changed slightly throughout his three-week residency in terms of the details he shared and how he told it. And I loved being able to be there for the first night of his residency and hear his original version of it. And I'll share the full clip of the audition story now. Like, it's too good not to. I tried to pick if there was a spot to cut it out. Couldn't come up with it. So, I mean, enjoy.
A number of years ago, I got to work on the film of Les Miserables, which was another mind-blowing experience that I kind of can't believe happened. And I got to be a part of it, and that they wanted me to be a part of it. I felt at the time that I was kind of the unofficial Broadway community mascot for the show. It's funnier saying it than it was my thing. What I mean by that is, they hired a wonderful group of movie stars who also were musical performers, and then they were like, yeah, you from Broadway, come do this. And I was like, cool, let's do it. You know, I was not even 30 yet, and I was like, I'll do anything you want, right? But, you know, when I got that, the whole process started. Basically, I heard that they were doing the movie, and I heard that Tom Hooper was directing it. He had just done The King's Speech, won an Oscar. And I heard that Hugh Jackman and Russell Crowe and Anne Hathaway were doing it. And I said, I have to be part of that. I don't know how, but I have to be part of it. And so I called my agents and I called my manager and I said, what can we do? And they sent me the script and I read it. I was like, this is so amazing. But they weren't seeing anyone else yet. I mean, this was like way, way early. And so I just put myself on tape. I taped myself singing two songs. I sent it in with no expectation that anything was going to happen. As I said, they did not ask for my tape. No one asked for it. So I sent it in, and then not thinking anything, and then about a week later, you know, my manager said that she heard from the casting director in London and said, we loved your tape, sent it all the way to the director. And I was like, what? But they said, but we're not casting those parts yet. We'll get back to you. And I was like, yeah, sure, cool. And then about 4 months later, they got back, and I went into a room with the director, and another session after that, and I ended up getting the part, which was unbelievable. But the one little caveat is the tape that I made, it was not for that part. I told Cameron McIntosh this, the producer, like all-time great. I think he thought that I was joking, because I told him on set, you know, I saw Les Mis when I was 16 in high school, and I fell asleep in the second act. That's a true story. But I told Cameron, and he was like, oh, that's absolutely hilarious. So that's all to say, I actually didn't know the show as well as your common theater goer may know it. Admitting this to you all, there's a safe space in here. But I ended up playing Algeras, which is a wonderful part, leader of the student revolutionaries. But, you know, in my head, I was like, oh, I'll play Marius, you know, the romantic lead.
Two of my favorite parts of that story are when Aaron reiterates that no one asked for his audition tape that he sent in, and he told the director, Cameron McIntosh, that when he saw Les Mis in high school, he fell asleep during Act 2, aka the part of the movie where Enjolras shines. Aaron's desire to do whatever he could to get in the room and be a part of the Les Mis movie says so much about him, and I'm sure that many would agree that the Les Mis movie would not be the same if he wasn't in it. And years ago, one of Aaron's interviews with Paul Wontorek, they talked about the Les Mis movie, and that interview is one of my favorites. I love hearing Aaron talk about the makeup that they used to dirty up his teeth and how doing that over and over again started to actually stain his teeth, which made him be like, what the heck? And then he shared about the gloriousness that is the now infamous Enjolras wig. And that wig came to be because at the time of Les Mis filming, Aaron had also just been cast as another one of my favorite characters, Mikey Warren. And he had to keep his hair short to fit that fresh out of Quantico vibe of season one Mikey. And Aaron has also shared in interviews before that despite being completely heartbroken that Catch Me If You Can closed on Broadway, if the show had kept going, he would have not have been able to accept the roles of Enjolras or the role of Mikey. So, I mean, timing really is everything. And in addition to the Les Mis movie being my introduction to Aaron, Les Mis was my first Broadway show. My friend and I saw it during the second revival on Broadway, and we saw it after seeing the movie, and I remember telling my friend that I preferred the movie Enjolras more, not fully being aware of the magic that is Aaron Tveit. And now it's gotten to the point where if I'm in the mood to watch Les Mis, I skip ahead to basically Act Two when our Enjolras comes in. And I'm sure I'm not the only one who does this. It's crazy that it will be 12 years since the movie premiered. And in a recent interview clip with Pop Culture, the interviewer Kristen told Aaron that he will always be our Enjolras. And Aaron responded by saying this.
I'm very fortunate that I got to be a part of the Les Mis film. And I think movie musicals are so special. And I think that any time that there's one that's done at this scale, I think it's just amazing for the genre and amazing for theater. And so this story in particular, you know, I mean, I did Wicked 15 years ago on Broadway. And so to see it kind of finally realized in this way with the people that are in it is just, it's amazing. I can't wait to see it. I've not seen it yet. I got invited to a couple screenings and I couldn't go. So I'm actually dying to see it. It's a really wonderful thing to be a small part of that history and to see it going on to, you know, what it's about to go on to.
Oh, absolutely. And I love the Les Mis mention. That's another show that's one of my absolute favorites. In the world of Broadway, you know, anybody could take on a role and it changes, you know, when someone's on stage, like one person different and it's like completely a whole different project. And then to see it on screen and be like, wow, we've like encapsulated and like just like captured this moment is like so cool. Like you will forever be our Enjolras.
I'm like, wow, like, you know, one day I'm going to show that to like, hope, you know, my kids or something, but look what I did, right? It's like, it's like very, very cool.
I mean, come on. Aaron saying that he will show Les Mis or talk about Les Mis with his kids one day, like how sweet? How sweet is that? And now we just need Les Mis to be revived again on Broadway for Aaron to be able to be cast as Valjean and bring the Les Mis world full circle. And as always, take all my money when that happens for him one day, because it will be insane in the best possible way. But thank you so much for listening today and continuing to support this podcast. If you're not already, please follow along on Instagram at @tevating_patiently and over on TikTok at @tevatingpatiently. And also, if you haven't, like, please subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen, just so you get notified for when new episodes drop. And thank you for being here this week. Thank you for being here throughout the year. And hope to have you back here for episode 107. I will love you.